AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Weather a big story again on both sides of the country. Andrew Orson at the National Weather Service says heavy snow coming to the northeast.
There will be strong winds, and the combination of those two will produce dangerous to locally impossible travel. And again, we talked about the power outage concerns as well. So when it's all said and done, we do think that some areas will see as much as 2 to 2.5 feet of snow before it's all done.
On the West Coast, another atmospheric river bringing strong winds and heavy rain to northern and central California, threatening more flooding and power outages. In other news, President Biden is urging confidence in the nation's financial systems following the stunning collapse of two banks. Sagar Magani has more.
Friday, it was Silicon Valley Bank. Yesterday, Signature Bank. 2 days, two of the three biggest bank failures in American history. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
There were some unintended consequences of those interest rate hikes intended to rein in inflation.
Just last week on Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Jerome Powell suggested another big interest rate hike may come this month.
The ultimate rate that we write down may well be higher than what we wrote down in December.
Hamrick says the Fed's already complicated job just got even harder.
It now has to try to thread a needle between trying to accomplish its dual mandate, which is maximum employment and stable prices, or to bring down inflation, but also to help to ensure the stability of the financial system.
Leading some to believe the coming rate hike will not be as sharp as Powell suggested. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden's okaying a major oil project on Alaska's North Slope. Supporters say it's an economic lifeline for indigenous communities. Environmentalists say it's counter to his climate goals. And Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is out of hospital after a concussion, but he'll rehab at an inpatient facility. This is AP News. Australia's most iconic building, the Sydney Opera House, is celebrating its 50th anniversary.
It was opened in 1973 by Queen Elizabeth.
It gives me great pleasure to declare open the Sydney Opera House.
Perched on the edge of Sydney Harbour, it's a building that's become an iconic part of the city's skyline. Peter Tucker knows the Sydney Opera House better than anyone else.
It was just all scaffold, and it was just all a big, massive safety net that if anybody fell, they're caught in the safety net. And then all of a sudden, it's all gone, and there's musicians on stage, and they're playing, and you say, how beautiful is this coming out?
Tucker is now the operations supervisor of the Opera House. Programming director Fiona Winning says a lot has happened in those 50 years.
118,000 at last count performances have happened in the Opera House, and 63 million seats have been sold.
Close to 11 million people visit the Sydney Opera House every year. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.